Welcome, everyone, to The Sixth Sense with Tara Ventura, psychic numerologist and channel. She assists you to envision your potential and discover your unique voice, bringing lively, purposeful, and spiritual topics to the table. Relax and enjoy with an open heart, bringing fun, insights, and captivating viewpoints. Here now is Tara Ventura.
Greetings, 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 my fellow compassionate beings. Welcome to the show. This is Tara Ventura, The Sixth Sense. How are you today? How is everybody doing during this eclipse? We just had our seventh one. And, you know, not that we thought like things were going to be perfect, but it's been interesting, right? It's a little ecliptic and a little topsy-turvy world. And, you know, I'm thinking today I'm going to have Diane Collins on, and she's written a magnificent book that I highly recommend. And she asked me right before the show, she said, Tara, are there any topics that you want to talk about today? And, you know, it's funny, I had written my intro talking about you may love what you do or you may not love what you do or not, you know, that sort of thing. So we want to talk about how to get in touch with your purpose. Diane is, her book is Do You Quantum Think? And it's highly acclaimed. It's a six-time award-winning bestseller. Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that will rock your world. Because, you know, it feels like, wow, things are changing and people are wondering, am I doing my purpose now? Or am I near it? Or how do I incorporate it in my everyday life? Do I do it after work? I have those questions all the time. How do I incorporate what I love to do and want to do with what I'm doing now? So, you know, how can we live a delicious and fulfilling life, whether it be regarding health, relationships, or purpose, and that we're not feeling like we're drowning, but rather that we are coming from a really soulful, sweet, blissful place, and that we're creating the life that we want, that's coming from our heart space, I love to say, and I think Diane does too, and she will talk about that as well, that's coming from that place of integrity to yourself, because it is about owning your inner power, your inner self, and creating that, and really just pushing those boundaries aside and all the rules aside. You know, you're living from the quantum, like the new buzzword quantum way of thinking, or you coming from the 17th century world viewpoints, which we were all taught, so I'm not judging, just saying, we were all taught those, but now it's time to push those aside, open up the envelope, open up the boundaries, and let's bring it in, okay? All right, and my guest today is Diane Collins. And like I said, this is a highly acclaimed six-time award-winning bestseller, Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that will rock your world. Yay! I think we need something to rock our world, as if we don't have enough rocky, but this is a good rock. And she is an original thinker. She's a media personality and a leader of authority in new world view. So I want to go ahead and invite her on and say hello, Diane.
Hello, Tara. Hello, everyone. I love your introduction. Not only of me, Tara, but I love what we're talking about, because I think this is such a very important topic for all of us now as we are in this time of an evolutionary change, of a revolutionary change, of what, you know, people have called for years, as you know, the great shift, this great transformation, the awakening of human consciousness, that we get in touch with what each one of us has incarnated in this lifetime right now and what's next for us. So it's just great that we're both on that same, we're definitely in the same wavelength.
We absolutely are. In fact, we've gotten someone's attention because David, a caller, is on line one. Actually, as I was getting ready to give out the caller number, which is everyone, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. So let's, Diane, we are on the same path. It really feels that way. And let's go ahead and welcome Michael, I believe, on line one. Hello?
Hello?
David, I'm sorry. I called you Michael.
Hello?
Hello, David. Are you there?
Yes, this is David.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Wow, I've got two psychics on the line, eh?
There you go.
Well, she's the professional. I'm the,
watch my thoughts.
We're both tuned in, that's for sure. Hi, David. Did you have a question? This is Diane, and of course, Tara is, we're both here for you.
Absolutely. Go ahead with your question, David.
Well, okay, I'm going through a lot of different situations with, I just was in a big car accident, and I'm dealing with that. But I also have gotten information that I was a fallen angel, and I'm working with that in this lifetime, and I was wondering if you had any intuitions on that and anything that I could work with on that.
You know, that's real interesting you said that, because when you said you were in the car accident, and I want Diane to take this on in a second, and then I may have something else to say. But right when you said that, I saw light blue behind you, and sometimes when I get light blue, it feels like, you could say angelic, but I feel a lot of times like it's Mother Mary type of quality, that protection for you. Let's see, and I wanted to say that first, and then your specific question is, say it again if you will.
Well, I get these energetic knowings in my back, and when I have intuitions or when I've helped other people pass, I've been around that quite a bit, and so that was the intuition that someone had, and I'm wondering how I work with that energy. She said to pull the energy from my back, my heart chakra, into my hands, and actually work with that light energy. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I was wondering if I had any intuitions on that.
Well, I love, and Diane, I bet you do too, the fact that, you know, working from the heart space, and interesting about pulling it into your hands. Yeah, I think, you know, what I'm going to do is give Diane a moment to speak, and then I'll get back with you. So, Diane, how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that, first of all, it's really good, it's excellent, David, that you have attuned yourself into it and that you're in the experience of it and that you're in the question of, now that you're attuning to this angelic presence. And really, I feel that this angelic presence is the guidance that you're receiving to attune yourself further, to go to the next level with this energy. And you know what I love is that you said it's coming through the back, because a lot of people don't realize, because we think, you know, we're conditioned to think two-dimensionally really, or three-dimensionally, but that the chakras are, you know, it's omnidirectional. So the back is related to the heart chakra. And it's also the back, the energy of the back, you know, which of course the column of the, what's known in Sanskrit as the Kundalini energy, when that's awakened, that you can feel physically actually moving up your spine. So, you know, there are many different ways of interpreting life as we know, and many different guidances, David, that each of us individually, uniquely, you know, you may relate to it. As Tara said, it could be Mother Mary energy or whatever the energy is for you. But to be able to look at this multidimensionally and to be able to realize that this awakening of the Kundalini energy is something that does need to be attended to. In other words, so that it's not just wild, or you're not just saying, oh, great, you know, I had an intuition. I'm not saying you are. But to actually, and this is one of the chapters in Do You Quantum Think called Intuition and Non-Locality, is where I talk about how we can use our intuitive faculty of mind. By mind, I mean what we hold in awareness, not just the left brain thing, but or what we hold in consciousness, to be able to use it in a disciplined way, not in a way that we're pushing and shoving, but in a way that we are consciously attuning to it. So I think, and I'd like to hear from you, David, like what comes to you, but what comes to me to share with you is to develop almost, you could say, your own personal ritual or your own personal practice daily, maybe a few times daily, but of connecting to that energy source, to that presence that is wanting to come through you. And as if it is its own living entity, even though it's paradoxically, it is you, right? And yet we can make distinctions. So in life, there are distinctions, but so we could relate to life, but no actual separation. So at the same, when we say higher self or we say angelic presence, it is you, because your reality is whatever you're holding and whatever you're aware of. And again, it's like not you, right? We're unity and we're diversity at the same time. But to be able to develop a practice of relating to that energy as if it is its own living presence. And so to develop a kind of conversation with it. Is this making sense to you, David?
Yeah. I actually at first noticed it, especially when I was at my AA meetings, and we would say the Lord's Prayer. And before I'd say that, I would say, come Holy Spirit. And as soon as I did, I would have an involuntary muscle movement in my back, in the middle of my heart chakra. And I could feel that energy. You know, I mean, and I was told I misused my power of healing in previous lifetimes, and I was Archangel Azrael. I don't know if I believe all of that and whether or not it was true or not, and I'm not connected to that in a situation where I'm trying to prove it or, you know, make it something other than it is. I know I am a healer. I know I have that power, especially with people and animals. You know, I have power in my hands, my energy. I'm a handyman. I like to fix things. That's what I'm doing right now. But,
yeah,
you know,
you're very tactile, right? Are you not, David, and empathic, if you will? You like that you like to use your hands. And what Diane was talking about in the chakras and everything she said, you know, I read chakras from people's backs. That's what she was saying. It feels like the front is where we see them, but the back is where we read their energy. And also bringing down that or bringing into your heart space into the second chakra, which is about intuition and that. And I see you sitting on the floor. She was talking about doing a practice, but I see you sitting on the floor saying like Holy Spirit and meditating and those sorts of things. I feel like you can easily bring this into your life into your everyday even more so. And as time goes on, and I'm getting 6 to 8 months, that continue to do this on a, which would be really perfect or very good, as a day-by-day basis. You know, first I got weekly, but then day would be really the best if you can do that, or as much as you can. So is it making sense at all what we're saying?
Yes, it is, and I thank you.
Can I just add one other thing, Tara, if we have time?
Sure.
I don't know how many callers you have. Because we can quantum think this, right? Well, we are anyway. But when you look at a way, one aspect of quantum thinking, and quantum think, just for everyone to know, is an actual system of thinking comprised of 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness that put it all together, the expanded multidimensional reality of what I call living fully dimensionally, how the physical, the energetic, the spiritual, the cosmic, the esoteric of the soul, the divine, and the virtual of mind all fit in together. So this is what, and that's quantum thinking, but the dynamic of creation that we have all been divinely bestowed with by human birth is the dynamic of intent. And intent, in quantum think, I use this differently than intention, make a distinction. That intention could be a future goal, something specifically measurable, whereas intent is an energetic dynamic that activates the energy intelligent field. We could say the personal resonance, the energy intelligent resonant field. So, David, what came to me to add to this is that an actual happened with a client of ours the other day. Ours meaning my husband, Alan Collins. My client is not my client. Sometimes he should be my client. No, but he's my partner in life and everything, and the master quantum thing coach. But we have this client who. What reminded me of it, David, is when you said, "I know I'm a healer." And this client, who actually works in a major, one of the world's leading corporations at a high level, and so, you know, you're not exactly thinking, oh, there's a healer, but he knows he's a healer. So how does that healing energy connect, and how does it get expressed? Well, you'll discover that as you go along, but the starting place for anything that you want to create is creating a statement of intent consciously with the awareness that you're doing so. For example, what he created, you know, together with, well, I was, you know, with the consulting with him, is that wherever I go, you know, wherever I people, no, that wasn't it. It was that, it was better than that. People are healed in my presence. I'm saying you could borrow that or something that feels right to you. It's creating a statement of intent. Now, a statement of intent from a quantum thinking perspective is a statement that is a context, a framework that you're choosing to live from. In the quantum world, what's fundamental is that since everything is in flux, everything is shifting and moving and changing, energy in flux, informed by intelligence, with consciousness, through divinity, is so there's nothing static and fixed, even though, as Tara brought up, we've been brought up in a 400-year-old scientific worldview that kind of focused on the physical, and therefore in the physical things look solid and fixed. But we know that's not the true nature of reality, even though we need that to survive and our senses, our ordinary five senses, perceive it that way. But when you look at that, everything is shifting and changes, and that you say, how does this map on to the way that we think or relate to life, that nothing is fixed and static. That gives us the great news that we can shift our vibration, our direction, our results, our experience, anytime we start to live consciously. So if you're listening to Tara's show, of course, you're already in that wanting, you know, the intent to live consciously with the highest awareness and the highest goodness. So this statement of intent is neither true nor false. A statement of intent does not fit into that domain of an evidence-based reality. It fits into the domain of a creation-based reality, a consciousness-based reality. So, David, when you create the statement, where, and I would add something for you, because it's like, wherever I go, people are healed in my presence. It's not anything you even have to do, David. It's that you're creating that emanation, that connection with others. And I would add to it so that you get more specifically attuned to how it can show up for you. You know, you and Tara both said you like to work with your hands. It's tactile. Probably when you know, that's another practice of a type of psychic ability, which is to be able to pick up, what is that called, Tara? Kinesiology? It's kinesthetic. A kinesthetic ability.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where you can pick up an object and you can read the whole history of it, or you can connect to someone that way. But getting back to the statement of intent, people are healed in my presence, and I'm delighted, and because put the emotion in there, David, I'm delighted of how I'm learning more and more about the way to use my gifts of this special energy. And I'm delighted how every day more and more I'm learning about how to use this gifts. And what will happen for you, because this is how the quantum field works, is when you activate that in a statement of intent, you are making the connection through the energy intelligent field. In science, it's called non-locality, non-local mind, meaning, you know, our mind is not located like an object in space and time. That's why everyone has this intuitive faculty. Everyone has what we call psychic ability. Some people have it more of a gift than others, like Tara, and that becomes a profession. And we need to go to someone like Tara where we feel, you know, it's time to connect to that, just like you would go to, you know, any other practitioner of something that you need in the moment. So, but we all have it. And even when we seek someone like Tara, it helps to strengthen our own. But getting back to you, so that's what I wanted to add, is that when you create a statement of intent, and of course I'm saying this for everyone listening, to relate this in your own life, that you can create any statement and you create it as if it already is. I'm happy about the way that I'm learning every day more refined, more specifically, how to use my energy. And mm-hmm. what will happen is because you're connecting to the intelligent field, you will start to see things very specifically, because this is like going on the internet and saying, okay, it's the infinite mind of humanity, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sublime. What am I going to connect to? And then you connect in, and a whole host of opportunities, solutions will come to you. So, was that helpful for you, David?
Yes, it is very helpful. And you restate many things I've known. I think the biggest thing I have been working through is my
the knowledge that I've misused my power in the past lives, and now I need to regain that power and also not be afraid of using that power. And then which direction to put it in. And one other thing that came up was when you talked about intention and setting your intentions, the idea that faith without works is dead is that, you know, you must put that intention and that faith into actionable things that help other people or yourself in a physical way. And that's how, you create that better world. So
that's great.
You know,
great.
David, too, yeah. and Diane was talking about intention and setting those intentions, and that was beautiful what she said. And all, yeah. You know, seeing and feeling yourself doing that. And then something I've done in the past on my own is visually, you know, your third eye, I feel like it's pretty strong. And everybody has intuition. She's so totally right on that. So see people, you know, just loving your services, they're smiling at you, that you're also receiving that value. You're not misusing it at all. In fact, people are excited about having you in their life, what you can do for them. That's the only other thing
That's
I would
right.
add. And I just want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us and being open enough to do so and telling us about your past, and just wish you many, many blessings. And please call back and let us know how you are.
And I thank you for the divine timing. I was actually going on BBS Radio to listen to a replay, and I saw your ad and that you were on, so I made the connection. It was very interesting. I love how it works.
That's perfect. That's perfect intuitive knowing.
Thanks
a lot, David, for phoning in.
Thanks so much, David. Let us know, okay?
God bless.
You too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. God bless. Oh, my gosh, Diane. Well, I guess you didn't know this is going to be an experiential interview, right?
I love it. No, This is what it's all about. You know, my quest in life, Tara, from when I was very, very young, and I looked in the world and I thought, you know, everybody wants to be a good person and live the great virtues and compassion and unconditional love, and we know, you know, all of it, and kindness of heart, and be able to create the best in the world. And then we look in the news and we say, wait a minute. There's something wrong with this picture. Why do we have this discrepancy? And so my quest, and this is what my work is all about, is to have us go from merely knowing the wisdom, you know, conceptually knowing it, or even teaching it, or espousing it, or we all know what we should do. You know, we should do this, we should do that. We have, you know, 6,000 plus years of knowledge, of great expertise. It's more and more is being expressed every day. Everyone has a unique talent and ability to express what uniquely comes through us. And so my mission has been, how do we go from merely knowing it to actually living it, which means being the walking, talking, living embodiment of it. And the method that I, whatever, came through me, which is, again, one of the principles in Quantum Think, is called the art of distinguishing, a new world view of learning. Whereas we could say an old world view of learning, which is still good, this isn't an either or, it's a both and, so we're not replacing, you know, quantum industrial analytical, you know, separation thinking. That's
we still need some of that.
And it's given us a lot of genius and gave rise to, you know, being able to get the discipline of the sciences and machines and so many other things. Electricity came in those early ages. But now, when we look at... Wait, I forgot what I was saying about that. What was I saying? I got lost in space there.
I just need to take a 15-second break. So take a second to remember what you forgot.
Okay.
I told someone at the store the other day, I said, well, I came back around to pick up, I think it was I was in produce, and the guy that's been working there for years and years, I said, well, at least I remembered what I forgot. So anyway, we're going to be back in 15 seconds, you guys.
Okay,
I would
good.
Love
now
for anyone else to call in, 888-627-6008. And Diane is going to come back and share her beautiful wisdom with us. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Tara Ventura, The Sixth Sense. And we have on today the fascinating Diane Collins. And she's written a book called Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And again, I'm going to give out the number 888-627-6008. And so we had a caller on, and then Diane was talking about, you know, the industrial old age, old way that we've done things, which is important. Like she said, it's brought about electricity and those types of things and all the new technology, some of the new technology. I actually feel like this new paradigm we're in, Diane, is bringing about some of the really interesting new way of technology, if you will. Did you remember what you were going to say?
Yes, I did. What I was going to say is the new that because you were talking about, well, we're in action here, right? So it's good to have people call in, because to be able to live the wisdom, the method is the art of distinguishing. And to distinguish me, and I was saying the old worldview of learning is, you know, collect the data, try to remember, how do I apply that again? And then, you know, eventually sometimes it dwindles. It's still relevant in a lot of areas of life. But we're here to create something new. We're here to elevate our consciousness, our awareness. We're here to, you know, clear our energy fields so that we can receive and transmit the way that our natural faculties of mind, intuition, intent, resonance, subtle energy are supposed to work. So the art of distinguishing, a new worldview of learning, is to bring something into your awareness right now, in the present moment, in such a way that you actually are giving yourself an experience. So experience is how we learn and integrate. So you say, well, how am I going to learn all the wisdom? And so Do You Quantum Think? The book is meant for that. This is the intent, is that you connect to these principles that are universal principles, and you connect to them in you as you read. And it's the same thing, because this is my mission in life. As we're in a conversation right now, the same thing is happening, is that we are in the practice of the art of distinguishing. So when someone calls in, it gets stronger. I mean, you and I can do it together, Tara. And I wanted to go back to what you were saying about, I want to hear what you were saying about the new technologies. But, you know, it's that because the technology has brought about, but anyway, as we are in the conversation, everyone in this conversation, whether you're speaking or whether you're listening, when you're quantum thinking, you see a conversation. Everything is alive with consciousness. A conversation is a living entity, and it's a field. You know, the old way that we related to life through the five senses, still predominant in our world, where you're not relating that much to what's invisible. So what happens is people call it alternative, you know, or new age or new thought or whatever, right?
Right.
But it's not. It's this is it. So when you start to live fully dimensionally this way, what you're doing is you start to relate in a very ordinary way to that which is invisible. Because, and even Einstein said, the field is more important than the particle because the field is conditioning the particle. So how we relate to the field of energy intelligence is what is making it possible for us to create with ease and to be able to master these faculties of mind. Actually, you know, I wrote something down before the show, which
what did
I don't
you write?
I don't normally do this, but I do tune in intuitively. You know, I was talking to David about using your intuition as a way of life. Of course, you are that, so you're living it. I live that way too. Before I go on with any client, I tune into what should I, you know, be focusing on, and I always get it. I've heard you on other shows. You'll get a word, you get an image, you saw the blue. But I wrote down, life is easy when you accept acceptance, not accept, but A-C-C-E-P-T. Life is easy when you accept the way our faculties of mind create our reality. And it really is just an acceptance. Oh, well, we're always using our intuition, but if we start to become conscious of how to use it, it becomes that much stronger. That's it, the art of distinguishing, right? Or intent. Allowing,
yes. That's exactly what I was going to say. Accepting, allowing, your intuition, whether you see, hear, whatever it is. Like I said, I don't know if it was last show, but I think it was. I was talking about how I've always seen with my intuition, and then I said one day, well, you know what, I'd love to hear, and then that started opening up. So it is about the art of, like you said, acceptance, allowance, and I thought I would do something fun too, because I heard you say this, I think, let's see, was it on another interview, or a friend of mine and I were talking about you. She knows you, Noni Kay.
Oh,
you know Noni?
Oh, you're kidding. That's great.
Isn't that funny? This is
Noni.
This is a small world. Yeah, and she and I were talking the other day. Actually, there were three of us, and we were having a conference, and she said, you ought to read. Do you quantum think? I said, funny. I'm reading that now, in fact. Diane's going to be on my show, and she's worked with you. Your husband,
right, Alan.
Have done some mentoring and coaching for her, and she brought up something, and it was so funny. I'd already done this because I'm getting the feeling from your book, Diane, that it's a book, you guys, that, and I'm telling the listeners this, and the listeners, whether you're live or you listen to an archive, that this is a book you can open up and get a message for the day, get an inspiration for the day. And I was telling, and I'm trying to find which page I had was telling Noni about.
Oh, you turned to one. You know, that's absolutely.
Yes.
And we use it that way. I call this book A Friend for Life. In other words, it's double entendre. But it's not something, you read through and you go, oh, yeah, I read that book. It's something to be used. And it's in two parts. Part one, wake up, is why should we quantum think? You know, I like to have fun with it and say, oh, you want me to quantum think? All right, why should I? So it's all about, you know, what's going on in the world right now? What are the changes we're going through? How is it that humanity, we've never gotten along? Isn't it time already? It's not just, you know, higher consciousness is not just for the spiritual elite. And then, you know, talking about wisdom and mastery and mind and what it all means. And then part two is saying, oh, and guess what? You can quantum think. Because here's the system. So part two is live the wisdom, the quantum think system of 21. I call it 21 plus one. I think that's a numerological statement I make.
I love that.
But I've always said it that way, Tara. I always say it's 21 plus one principles. Well, the last chapter being called Living Fully Dimensionally. So it's like wrapping the whole thing up. But, you know, the principles, which are observer-created reality, what's the observer effect, that there's no separation between what we hold in our awareness and how we experience life. Infinite possibility, what gets in the way with it and in the way of it, how can we think from that, and you know, all these other principles that we've been talking about. And I always say to people, the most, because you know, people go, oh, there's so much in there, well, yeah, I don't know, I guess it just all came through, but I wanted everyone to have everything. But that's why it's, you know, you can do that with any book. But I think in this book, because there's so much in there, right? You can just open it. And I do that myself with Alan, because we always keep it on our table where we dine together. And we, not because... You know, it's not an ego thing, but we need what we need it. You know, I need to tune into it myself. So tell me, what did you turn to? Did you do it?
You know, I did do it, and I should have stayed on that page, but I got interested in some other areas that I had marked yellow. And one of them is, you know, you were talking about wisdom a minute ago, and you start off a paragraph, and it's, well, let's say on page, I don't know, 209, but it says, the goal of wisdom seekers is liberation. Well, liberation from what? From whatever keeps you from your true blissful nature. And to shape your identity, or excuse me, well, I must have meant identity, because really it says to shape your destiny in every moment is to create an empowering relationship with time. Time and beyond are marvelous, soulful dance partners. So we want to make friends with time, don't we?
Yes, we do. And that one of the, was that in the distinction beyond time?
It is.
Oh, yes. Right. Because, and the subtitle of it is From Tyrant to Tool. And this is like, you know, it's a metaphor also for consciousness and mind, because first of all, we don't have a word in our in the English language that I know of that actually indicates anything. That's why I call the chapter or the distinction beyond time, because if you realize, and of course you know, Tara, that the ability of our minds to intuit, to tune into knowledge or information or messages, even if you say message from spirit, the silent tap on the shoulder, go this way, Tara, that those things are beyond time, or the whole way that psychic ability works is not related to chronological time. Yet, at the same time, no pun intended when I use that word, we are using to make, you know, to be able to function effectively, we have these parameters of time. Now, I'm an avid student of astrology for many years, and one of my great teachers, Brenda Brush, and she says that the movement of the planets, which we can use, they're measurements of energy cycles. And aside from the fact that they have, you know, the qualities of wherever they're, you know, passing through the zodiac, these different qualities, their relationship to one another. It always matches up, by the way, I know, with numerology. And that, but it spaces things out. For example, the moon in Western astrology used the nine planets. There are a few other discoveries, but let's just say of our solar system, plus the Earth, the sun and the Earth,
and the moon,
of course, is one of them, and the moon of the Earth. So you look at how these light energies relate to one another. And so the moon is the shortest cycle. that it changes signs every 2.5 days. And when you think about, well, how come you're feeling tuned in to, you know, today I feel very misty, I feel very emotional. I'm not yes. saying today. I don't even really know what the moon is in today. What day are we on? But anyway, that you start to feel misty or emotional. You say, oh, the moon is in Pisces. So I'm starting to go into that unbounded, intuitive, you know.
It's the water, imaginary. One of the water signs. Right.
It's a water mm-hmm. sign. Whereas another day, the moon goes into Aries, and all of a sudden you wake up that day and you go, let me get in action.
Let me
what
do it.
What did I say I wanted to do? And so when we look at time and beyond time, and you look at just ordinary chronological time, that we realize as human beings, we've mapped this on, right? Mm-hmm. To so that we can live effectively in life. But if you are guided, if you are, let's say, if you become the victim of time, and these are what I call these arbitrary concepts of time. The most active one being there's not enough, right? Scarcity is a concept of time. But
yes,
scarcity is not, see, when you're quantum thinking, you realize there's no absolute truth about any of it except what we would consider divine source creator or that. I'm not talking about that. But in everyday human life, it's not the, quote, absolute truth that there's not enough time. Now, this is where it gets where you have to go beyond your ordinary way of thinking. Because the fact is that I've had the experience of bending time, and I'm sure a lot of people have. In other words, if you're not a victim, tyrannized by the concept of a scarcity of time, which is based in the chronological measurement. Okay, so that's real, that's valid. However, if you're thinking from infinite possibility and you think, well, I'll never get all that, you know, I have to do task A, B, and C. I'll never get that all done because I only have so much time. So you're operating in this concept of time called scarcity.
Uh-huh.
But when you're, and then mm-hmm. you won't because you have limited yourself. You read that quote. It's like, what are we liberating ourselves from? These arbitrary beliefs and concepts that we don't have to be stuck with when you're expanding the way you relate to your life. So what happens is you have an intent. You know what? I'm going to do A, B, and C. I don't quite see how to do it. That's what makes it quantum result. However, mm-hmm. I know it's an infinite possibility universe. I've done this many times, Tara. I mean, somebody said to me, oh, you can't, a real estate agent. I said, okay, I want to live in that building on that floor and pay this amount of money. She goes, you'll never get it. This is a true story. I said, well, I believe in magic. And you know what? We got it. And at the closing, she said to me, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to do it too.
I want to do it too. That reminds me of that movie. Yes.
And this is what it is. So when you start to think from infinite possibility, when you start to realize, and this is where I call the passive dynamic of creation, the active dynamic being creating your intent, the passive dynamic allowing what the 90% of what you cannot see when you create your intent and allow it to bubble up from the quantum field, from the quantum foam, they say. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, because you're making that connection, again, what we were saying to David before, opportunities will come up. All of a sudden, you will see ways of accomplishing your A, B, and C tasks that you couldn't see from a more limited perspective. And this is what this is all about.
Yeah,
and it
that is,
does work. It does, work.
It does work. It absolutely does. And I've just been told we have like under 2 minutes, and Diana's hour has just gone too darn quickly.
Wow.
I know. And so I hope everybody got what she was just saying about 90%. We can create 90% more, I'll just say it in this text, of opportunities, of possibilities, and encourage everyone to get this book. It's, again, called Do You Quantum Think? And Diane, how can people get a hold of you?
The best way is to go to my website, which is dianecollins.com, and it's Diane with two N's, very important, DianeCollins. On my website, you can see everything about my book. There's a lot of video, audio on there. You can connect with me on Facebook and everything else, but it's all, that's really the best place to go, DianeCollins.com. You can sign up for my newsletter. You'll get a free article. You'll see my blog there, you know, everything. But, you know, I don't know whether, I know you have to end the show now, because we did promise to say something about purpose. And I'm not sure. Did we cover that at all?
You know, we did. We did at the beginning, and then we had someone call in who I really feel like that's what he was wanting to know. So if you want to get more in touch with your purpose, contact Diane at like she said, her website, Diane with two N's, D-I-A-N-N-E, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.com. And you'll see her. She has a lot of information on there, and because it's very important right now that people are doing what they feel is in their best and their highest interest and in their heart. And then I'm Tara. You can get a hold of me at themagicalmatrix@gmail.com. Diane, thank you so much for being on. Like I said, this hour has flown by.
It really has. We're in that time, right? The acceleration of change. Everything's going faster. But thank you so much, Tara. I am so happy to know you and love
you
what you're doing. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, my dear. It was a pleasure. Until next time, folks, see you then.